Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream, and Bill Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream, and Bill Stern with stories rare. So now take Bill's advice, and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream, and Bill Stern.
The 539th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest tonight is the President of the United Nations, General Carlos Romulo. But first, here is Real One. Bobby Riggs, holder of the world's professional tennis championship, plays a dazzling game of tennis. He handles a razor as smoothly as he does a tennis racket. Bobby Riggs is a brush and lather shaver. He writes me that Colgate Lather Shaving Cream helps give him that smoothness in shaving. Here's his letter.
Want to know why I'm sold on Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, Bill? Because every shave with Colgate Lather is sweet and smooth and clean as a whistle. That light, fine textured shave cream makes wonderful whisker-wetting lather. It gets down on the stubble, softens the whiskers fast, makes shaving a breeze. Yes, sir, Colgate Lather Shaving Cream sure covers the court from baseline to net, with speed, smoothness, and real shaving comfort. In my opinion, it's top.
Thanks, Bobby Riggs. Your experience should get other brush and lather fans to try Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, and that's all we ask, fellas. Just try it. Notice the rich, moist lather this light, fine-textured shave cream makes, and how thoroughly Colgate Lather softens your whiskers. When you use Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, you'll find your razor doesn't pull or scrape, but cuts through clean and smooth and leaves your face truly comfortable. Get some Colgate Lather Shaving Cream tomorrow. It's the lather shave of champions. Reel 2. Portrait of a Notre Dame commencement. This is a story that happened at the University of Notre Dame. We're out in South Bend, Indiana, at Notre Dame. On a June commencement day, a young man received a sheepskin. As the president of Notre Dame University said,
Notre Dame is very proud of you.
Proud of that young man? Ah, Notre Dame had every right to be proud of him. For this young man has brought more glory to Notre Dame than has her great football coaches, Newt Rockne or Frank Leahy. Who is this man? Well, let me tell you his story. As a boy, he wanted more than anything else to be an athlete. In fact, he wanted to be a boxer. That is, he wanted to be a boxer until one day he was told,
You a boxer? That'll make me laugh. You're too small.
Next, the boy wanted to play basketball until once again he was told that he was too small. Next, he tried to be a tennis player, only to be told again that he was too small. Then he took a football, but here again he was too small. This young man who was too small to play any kind of sport, and yet Notre Dame has paid him greater honor than Newt Rockne, Frank Leahy, the Four Horsemen, or any other Notre Dame athlete that you can name. And why should Notre Dame be so proud of this man? Because, you see, it's this man who's responsible for keeping the peace in this world. For he holds the fate of the world in his hands. For this man is the president of the United Nations, General Carlos Romulo. Ah, but this is only the beginning of the story of Carlos Romulo. After receiving his degree at Notre Dame, he found the world plunged into a terrible war. The Japs had made their sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. And then Carlos Romulo became General Romulo of the Philippine Army. And when our American soldiers were surrounded at Corregidor, it was his voice that you heard broadcasting.
Listen, America. This is General Romulo speaking from Corregidor. We are surrounded. But as long as our food and water hold out, we will not surrender to the Japs.
It was also his voice that you heard crackling through the airwaves from the foxholes of Bataan.
America, your American boys and my Philippine boys are dying side by side in the foxholes. We may have to surrender this battle, but we will never give up.
General Romulo was the last man to leave Bataan. And then came another day. The day when the American invasion fleet was steaming across the Pacific to retake those Philippines. greatest invasion fleet in American history was ready. And the night before that invasion of Leyte, General Romulo was asked to speak over the public address system of the ship he was on. He was asked to speak to the troops of the American forces who were coming back to retake the Philippines. So that night, as thousands of American soldiers listened to his every word, General Romulo said,
"Tomorrow, you have the enemy before you as your target. Shoot straight. For if you fail to get him first, he will get you. And if he gets you, he won't be content with that. He'll invade your homeland, butcher your children, insult your women, and finally, take your proudest possession, freedom. So tomorrow, my fellow Americans, happy hunting!"
The next morning, at dawn, the American Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps began to move in. And under the greatest barrage ever laid down, the Battle of the Philippines was won!
The war is over now. The guns are silent. Today, Carlos Romulo speaks for more than his native land, the Philippines. He is the head of the United Nations, its president. His is the job of keeping peace in this world. And here he is in person, the man who guides the world toward peace, the president of the United Nations, General Carlos Romulo.
Good evening, my friends of the United States. I'm happy to appear on a sports program. For if we in the United Nations can adhere to the principles of good sportsmanship, which means fair play to all, regardless of race, color, or creed, then the dream of world brotherhood among all nations will be a reality. And when the day comes that these principles prevail throughout the world, then peace will be here to stay.
Thank you, General Carlos Romulo, President of the United Nations. Now, General Romulo, let me tell you a story of a man who fought beside you at Bataan. His story is best told through his young son, for it was this man's little son who said,
"My daddy is a great baseball player."
And the little boy also said,
"My daddy sure can play golf."
And the little boy also said,
"My daddy is a tennis champion."
And it was this same little boy who said,
"My daddy is a champion boxer."
That little boy bragged so much about his daddy, about what a great athlete his daddy was, that one day a neighbor said to the little boy's mother,
"Your husband must be a great athlete. Your little boy tells me his daddy's a champion at baseball, golf, tennis, and boxing."
To that, the boy's mother replied,
"My son said that his father was a sports champion? Strange. The only thing he knows about his daddy is what I've told him. You see, he never saw his father. His daddy died at Bataan."
Yeah. Died at Bataan. There are other great athletes who died on Bataan, too. Other sports stars who gave their lives all over the world. Remember these famous names?
Tommy Hitchcock, America's great polo player, died in England.
Charlie Paddock, America's great runner, died in Alaska.
Niall Kinnock, America's great football player, died in the Pacific.
Al Blozes, America's great track star, died in Italy.
Thousands of others died to keep peace in this world. And of all of these men, we say, sleep well, soldier, you're not forgotten. Oh, but let's be so very, very sure to them and to the others that they did not die in vain. Reel 3, Arthur Gary.
For shaves that are extra fast and smooth and easy on your face, try Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. Colgate Lather does the trick because it's a super beard softener. It's not thick or heavy. It's light and fine textured. Right, Bill?
You betcha. You can see the difference the first time you shave with Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. The lather's so rich and moist, it wilts even barbed wire whiskers in a jiffy. And that blanket of lather supports every bristle, so your razor sweeps your beard off slick and smooth. There's no pulling, scraping, or dragging. When you finish a Colgate Lather shave, your face actually feels refreshed. Your skin has a baby's smoothness and a nice supple softness. Isn't that the sweet shave that you're after? Then try Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. Enjoy the close, clean, long-lasting shave that you get when you use this light, fine-textured Colgate cream.
You can get Colgate Lather Shaving Cream at any toilet goods counter. Buy it tomorrow. Ask for Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, the lather shave of champions. And now, back to Bill Stern.
Reel 4. Profile. Of Terrible Terry McGovern. Lives there an old fight fan who doesn't remember Terrible Terry McGovern? He was one of the greatest fighters who ever lived. Terrible Terry McGovern, the featherweight champion of the world. But even though there may be fight fans who've forgotten what a great fighter Terry McGovern was, they can never forget something else that he did. For one day, Terry McGovern introduced a boy to a girl.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Teddy.
The girl's name was Dolly Terrace, and the boy's name was Teddy Morse. They fell in love, and they were married. Yeah, this young boy and the girl were married. And yet this marriage between two unknown young people that was begun by a prize fighter was to leave a lasting impression upon the world. For it was this young girl who wrote and sang a beautiful song called 3 o'clock in the Morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. We've danced the
It became a great song hit, one of the greatest of all time. But it was hardly any greater than another song hit that her husband was to write. For it was this young man who wrote and sang a song called Mother.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old.
That song also became an all-time hit. And that's the story of Dolly Terrace and Teddy Morse, two young people who might never have met each other if it hadn't been for the featherweight champion of the world, Terrible Terry McGovern. And yet it's strange. But Dolly Terrace and Teddy Morse, even though they were both great songwriters and were married to each other, never wrote a song together. That is, they never wrote a song together until the man who'd introduced them was dying. And then they wrote a song in his honor. For together they took another piece of music, changed it, wrote new lyrics to that music, and were responsible for what's perhaps the most famous marching song of all time, a song you know as...
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. What the heck do we care? What the heck do we care?
Put of three famous songs that might never have been written, but for the featherweight champion of the world, Terry McGovern.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. What the heck do we care now?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be the new movie star in person, Mr. Kirk Douglas. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night, at the very same time, when our guest will be Kirk Douglas, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night.
Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern with stories rare. Sonatic Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
Look in the current issue of Look Magazine for a great baseball story on Frankie Frisch, the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Be sure to listen tomorrow night over this same network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Yes, fun for the whole family with a day in the life of Dennis Day, followed immediately by the hilarious Judy Canova Show. The Bill Stern Show tonight came to you from New York City.
Hear the most versatile young man in radio, Dennis Day, tomorrow on NBC.